Well, I just welcome everybody to our Daring Daughters, to our week about goals and vision. And I just am so glad to have you all here. And what we're going to be talking about today, if you see inside of your little notebook here, is we're going to be going over why we should have goals and vision, and what is the difference between being self-empowered versus being spirit-empowered. Because there's a lot of stuff, you know, in the world about, you know, being a woman who is a goal-achieving woman, and it's very selfish. It's very self-oriented. It's sometimes very humanistic-oriented, and that's really not what we're talking about. We are talking about achieving God's goals and purposes for our life. So just kind of, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then just as Christian women and as Daring Daughters, what should be the core of our life? Does anybody have a guess? What should be the center of everything?
Jesus.
Yes. Okay, and then we're going to look at what is our mission? What's our mission? What's our purpose? What's our mission as women of God? And then also just specifically, what is our mission individually? As you know, because every one of us, there's going to be some things that are the same because we all love God and we want God to be the center of our life. But then every one of us are unique and different. We're not all going to be exactly the same. And so even being able to define what is your mission, you know, what is God's mission for your life, it really helps us know how to look for a goal, you know, how to achieve God's goals and purposes for our life. And then we're going to look at seven different areas of our life. We're going to look at three areas of who we are individually, and then four different areas of our life. And then why it's important to have times to reflect, times to be quiet, times to seek God. And it's because our lives get really cluttered. And there's just times that we need to step back and reevaluate and go back to prayer and seek God. Sometimes, you know, we'll find out, you know, what's God's plan and purpose for us right now, but then we'll come into a new season, and sometimes there'll be things that we, before God has shown us to do, and they were things that were on God's agenda for our life, but then God adds new things and new people and new relationships, and sometimes you end up where all of a sudden it's like there's too much going on. And so there are times that you need to back up and reevaluate and get rid of clutter. You need to get rid of things that were maybe God's calling for previous seasons, but they're not God's calling for right now. And then right now, we are 1 month out from Christmas on, you know, as we're doing this right now. So part of what we're going to be doing today is we are going to look at picking one goal that would be like a God goal for our life, that would be a momentum-changing goal to reach before Christmas. So we're going to look, in doing that, we're going to look at, you know, how do you pick, like, what do I focus on right now to find one particular thing I should focus on? And with this season, you know, we're coming into the Christmas season. It's a very busy, busy time of the year. But that also is like, if we can do it now, we can do it at any time of the year. You know, if we can like pick a momentum changing goal and reach it during December, okay, we can definitely do that in January, or we can do it again in March. A lot of times at the beginning of every year, you know, people, it's a new start, and you know, people think about New Year's resolutions, and so it's very common at the beginning of a year to people to think about goals and goal changing and New Year's resolutions and things like that. But a lot of times that's because we've just gotten past all the holidays, and it's kind of a lull. And so a lot of people are ready to reassess and reevaluate and things like that. So I'm excited about doing this now at a different time of year.